Hello everyone, happy Friday and welcome back to another episode of Chibi and Chill the Anime Podcast. And this time on the podcast it's all about the hot girl summer sporty kind of vibe of anime. And we're going to cover some anime that you should watch to kind of get motivated and into that summer body gym exercise kind of vibe for the summer that's more or less here. It's like the 14th of June of this episode going out. So I personally would say that summer's here. I don't think it technically is until the 21st of June or something, is it? Something like that. But I love kind of working out, and I've really got into a kind of mode at the minute where I'm really enjoying working out and I really need it to kind of stick this time. Although, let's be honest, so many of us have tried to make an exercise routine stick and it never actually does. I've fallen victim to that so many times, more than I care to admit if I'm absolutely honest. But I think there's a way we could use anime as a tool to kind of keep us motivated, and to keep us motivated in a way that kind of works with our own hobby of watching anime and enjoying anime anyway, and kind of mash the two together a little bit. So in this episode, I'm going to share some anime that keeps you motivated, whether it be to go to the gym, go for a run, play football, whatever your kind of vibe of exercise or keeping fit is, or what you want it to be. And share some anime that you could either watch during that or before the exercise or even after, to kind of keep you in that motivated mood and keep that momentum going of I want to get fit and I want to get ready for hot girl summer that is more or less here now, if I'm honest. But it's not too late to start exercising and getting into that new routine and new discipline of working out and using anime as that tool to drive that motivation. But before we dive into today's episode, I want to do a little bit of a bucket list challenge update, because this week I managed to make a little bit of progress on some anime, not a lot, but some more targeted anime, I guess, more specific anime on the list. This week I started a new anime on the list because I don't know why I'm not finishing them before I start another one. I keep getting kind of, I want to start more of them because I think that's more productive, but I don't think it is because it's so grey behind me still, you'll be able to see that. But hey, whatever. We'll trust the process. But this week I started a new anime and it's called Parasite the Maxim. And Parasite is your kind of sci-fi horror kind of anime. But it's an anime that I've wanted to watch for a really long time. And for whatever reason, I never have. And I don't actually know or have a good valid reason as to why I haven't watched it. And I'm so glad that I finally started it. And I'm on episode 10 of 24 at the time this video going out. So nearly halfway through the 24 episode run of the series. But honestly, if you're into that sci-fi alien-esque kind of horror anime, this is definitely up your street. And it's, without giving so much away, it's about kind of this infection that happens in the world and creatures that kind of aim to take over the brains of humans, but some don't quite make it and end up being other parts of the body, like hands, feet, mouth, that kind of thing. But it's slightly comedic in that sense, but it's so much, there's so much tension and action and kind of intrigue about how these creatures kind of operate and how they think humans operate. And it's honestly, it's one of the best anime I've watched for a really long time, and I just do not know why I haven't watched this sooner. But also this week, I think as of last week, I might have watched one or two more episodes of One Piece. So One Piece is on 982 at the moment. So I'm like inching closer to that 1000 episode mark. So nearly there for the One Piece 1000 log of episodes. And the rest of the anime that I've kind of watched have actually been on this list for this episode. So not a lot of actual bucket list movement, but more movement on specific new anime that's in the bucket list, I guess. So, ones like Naruto have not moved at all. Demon Slayer is on there, and I'm caught up on the most recent episodes for the Hashira training arc. So, technically a bit of movement there, but not a whole lot, let's be fair. But this week's episode is all about sporty anime to get us motivated for Hot Girl Summer. So before we dive into the first episode, the first anime on that list, let's take a little break and we'll be right back. Hey everyone, I just thought I'd hop in here real quick just to let you all know about my Etsy shop, Chibi Weave Anime. Over on the Etsy shop, you'll find a bunch of anime goodies, including enamel pins, stationery, keyrings, jewellery and a whole bunch more, all for you to add that anime aesthetic of your favourite characters or shows to any bag, clothing or anything else around the house you'd like to add it to. Down in the show notes you'll find the link to the shop where you can shop with free UK delivery or worldwide shipping options as well. That's Chibiweeb Anime over on Etsy. Happy shopping and thank you for supporting the Etsy shop. This episode is all about the best part anime to get you into that summery gym mood, hot girl summer kind of vibe. And one anime that I've been watching while doing some cardio after weights at the gym, or kind of after, just as a little finisher, has been How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift? And it's one of those anime where the title is really to the point and you kind of get the vibe for the anime from that title. But it is a really fun anime, and actually, it is actually a great watch for people wanting to start the gym, or maybe if you already work out, because not only is it kind of fun and has the gym vibe and gym kind of surroundings, but it has lots of fun facts about your form during exercise, how to do the various exercises in the show, and how it kind of changes your body, and how to kind of avoid injury, and how to avoid kind of hurting yourself while doing those exercises. And each one, at the very end of every episode, there's like a little clip of how to do it this week's episode, and kind of how to perform it the best and how to go about it. So it's really, really cool. From the all pretty basic, but I think as the episodes kind of go on, I think they'll get a little bit more kind of intense, maybe more with machines, that kind of stuff. So a really, really great one. There is a lot of fan service in this anime, I'm going to be absolutely honest. So if you are into that kind of thing, it doesn't do anything for me, if you know what I'm saying. But I know a lot of people love a bit of fan service, so there is a lot of it in this show, so do be aware of that. But also, if you're like me and it doesn't do anything for you, maybe you're not a fan of that, fan of fan service, don't let it put you off either. There is a lot of fan service in it. However, it is done in jest and it does kind of take the fun out of itself, but the character is kind of fun with that, and it is aware that part of it are silly and a little bit ridiculous, but it's 12 episodes in the entire series, so it's a nice, quick, easy watch for that quick blast of gym, hot girl summer kind of vibe. But the bio is that Hibiki Sakura's love for food is starting to affect her size, but training at her local gym is pretty intimidating. After meeting her handsome personal trainer, Machio, yes, he's called Machio, Hibiki bites the bullet and starts her quest for a hot bod. So it's all about this girl that kind of feels like she's getting a little bit chunky. She gets a little bit of comments from her friends, or what I would say she calls friends. I wouldn't say friends would say that. But she gets some comments from her friends, and she kind of thinks about joining the gym and gets a personal trainer along the way, and kind of makes friends from school and kind of other friends within that kind of gym environment as well. So a really, really great watch. One that really is a nail on the head for working out, getting fit, and hot girl summer kind of vibe. It really is the epitome of summer workout anime. The next anime on this list is one that fans of football, and especially with the UEFA's on at the minute, should really be diving into if you're into soccer, football, that kind of vibe of sports and entertainment, exercise, and that kind of vibe. But this one is one of the ones that's become one of the most popular, if not the most popular, sports anime at the moment. And there's season 1 at the minute, which is about 12 to 24 episodes long. But there's also season 2 and the movie coming soon as well. So there's plenty to really dive into. And this one is all about Japan's desire for World Cup glory. And it leads the Japanese Football Association to launch a rigorous new training program to find the team's next striker, the next national striker and superstar. The 300 high school players are pitted against each other for the position for the striker, but only one will come out on top to actually get that contract. So it's all about who will amongst them will be the new striker to usher in a new Japanese era for soccer. So it's one that has plenty going for it to keep the love for the series kind of going, with season 1, 2 and the movie as well. So plenty to go on with. And I'm not a massive fan of football or soccer, it's just not my kind of vibe, but this anime really, really pulled me in. It's less about the actual soccer, although that does have its moments where you kind of really want a specific character to score a goal or achieve a target within the challenge that they're on with at the moment, but it's more about the dynamics and the egos of the characters and how they interact with each other and how they kind of are pitted against each other with their characteristics, their skill sets, and their own personalities, and how that can either help them or hinder them based on what they're going through at the moment. So a really, really great anime. If you're looking for something that's more kind of traditional sports with soccer and football kind of vibe, but also one that is full of egos and this kind of odd and different take on sports anime, less about the team and more about the individuals. Hello everyone, I just thought I'd pop in here real quick just to tell you all about Crunchyroll. And Crunchyroll is my favourite platform to stream all the anime that I watch, including Naruto, One Piece, Attack on Titan, Black Clover, and a whole host more, all of which I'm probably talking about in this episode. Down in the show notes and in the description, you'll find a link to start a free trial where you'll be able to browse a whole host of thousands of anime for you to discover and love. So the next anime on this list barely needs an introduction. It is one of the most loved sports anime ever, and if not the most popular sports anime overall. Yes, I might have just said that for Blue Lock, but that's more of your most popular soccer-based anime. This one is, I would say, is the most loved and most popular sports anime as a whole, and it's Haikyuu. And it's one that if I'm honest, I've yet to dive into this one, but it is on my bucket list challenge for 2024. But it's one of, if not the most popular sports anime ever, and I've heard nothing but good things about this anime. This one has 4 seasons, but season 5 is coming, but it's part of a 2-part movie, which is coming soon, which is called The Dumpster Battle. So, a weird title for the film, but that must make a lot of sense to people that have already watched this anime or know the story and its kind of characters. But this one is all about an anime that is based off the original Weekly Shonen Jump manga series, Haruichi Furudate Haikyuu. I'm so sorry if I butchered that. But it's a slice of life sports anime revolving around Shoyo Hinata's love for volleyball. Inspired by a small statured pro volleyball player, Hinata creates a volleyball team in his last year of middle school. Unfortunately, the team is matched up against King of the Court Tobio Kageyama's team in their first tournament and inevitably lose. After the crushing defeat, Hinata vows to surpass Kageyama. After entering high school, Hinata joins the volleyball team, only to find that Tobio has also joined. So it's one that's more about teamwork. So we've just gone from Blue Lock, which is all about the individuals of that team. This one is almost like your polar opposite, and there's a lot more focus on the team and the team dynamic as a whole, and how they can kind of support each other going through these kind of various arcs and storylines. This one is one that I've heard nothing bad about. It's always good things, and yet again it's one that I've yet to dive into. Sports anime is still a new genre for me. It's not one that I regularly dive into, and the first one I ever watched was actually Blue Lock. Because of the hype, I couldn't not dive into this one, and this one is a little bit more meaty. It's got nearly 5 seasons, it's got 4 seasons and the movies, so there's a lot to dive into. There's a lot of content in this one, so this one is more of your long haul anime to check out, but definitely check this out if you're into volleyball, if you want more of a teen dynamic for a sports anime as well. The next anime on this list is more of a winter sports kind of vibe, and it's all about ice skating. I think this one would be great on this episode because of the fact that ice skating is one of the more kind of less traditional types of getting fit and staying fit. When we talk about getting fit, we always think about running or going to the gym, which the other ones have kind of taken care of, or we think of sports such as volleyball or football, which again we've already spoke about. But what about ice skating? Ice skating is a great sport for staying fit. There's so much core work and leg work in that, and this one is a great anime to kind of dive into that. It's only 12 episodes long for this one, and it is Yuri on Ice. This one is one of the most beloved sports anime, and one that really deserves to be on this list just from pure popularity. This one is about Yuri Katsuki, who carried the hope of all Japan on his shoulders in the figure skating Grand Prix, but suffered a crushing defeat in the finals. He returned to his hometown in Kyushu and hid away in his family home, half wanting to continue skating and half wanting to retire. That was when the 5-time consecutive world champion, Viktor Nikiforov, suddenly showed up with his teammate Yuri Pilsetsi, a young skater starting to surpass his seniors. And so the two Yuris and the Russian champion Viktor set out to compete in the Grand Prix like none the world has ever seen. So this one is more of a little bit slice of life, but it's all about that kind of partnership and competitiveness of ice skating. And this one, again, has one of those anime kind of backgrounds that I've never heard anything bad about, and it's so, so lovely. I don't think it's on my bucket list, but I could double check because it sounds like one that should be if it's not. Or maybe I should add it to my list of anime that I should be watching this year alongside these. But definitely one to check out if you want more of a different type of sports anime that's not your traditional gym, football, volleyball kind of vibe. And definitely one that's one to watch if you want something that's not 24 or 32 episodes long. Sometimes I love an anime that's only 12 episodes long because it's one that I can easily kind of fit into my day-to-day, and I don't feel like I'm signing up for 800 episodes, nearly 1,000 episodes, or over 1,000 episodes. Yes, I do mean One Piece, but I will stick through it either way. If it's good enough, I will stick through it. But definitely give this one a try if you're looking for more of a winter sports summer vibe. So I hope this episode has given you some food for thought on which anime you think you could use for your next kind of motivation kick to get in the gym or start a sport or get into exercising for summer or get that kind of health kick that you've kind of been wanting to get into. I personally, my favourite out of this list at the moment at least, is how heavy are the dumbbells you lift. I love using that as a little bit of a motivational anime to get me into the gym mood, to get me into the gym, get on that treadmill, lift those weights, and do something that I know is good for me, even though sometimes I lack the discipline or the motivation to. But the way anime can be used as a tool can really benefit us and really help us get into that mood in a way that we already enjoy. We already enjoy watching anime, so why not use it as a way to almost trick ourselves into being motivated and be motivated in the gym? Because I always feel like once you start, it's great to kind of keep going. Sometimes it's just getting the foot into the gym or foot into the door or wherever you work out. I work out in the garage, for example. So sometimes it's getting that motivation to go outside my house, go into the gym and actually pick up a weight. Whereas if I watch a anime like How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift and see these characters doing the same, it's really fun and it feels a little bit more relatable. But same for if you're going to play football or want to stop playing football, Blue Lock could really get you into that zone, and same with volleyball for Haikyuu. You know, how could you use it in your kind of routine or daily kind of setup and how your day kind of flows? But I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you think of any more sports anime that you think deserves to be on this list, or you think that I'd enjoy for the bucket list or just in general, please do leave a review. They are absolutely free to do. Please do leave 5 stars if you can, if you're listening on the audio episode only or the video YouTube video, then please do leave a review. They really do support the show in ways you can't even imagine. But thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. It's been great. A little bit of a shorter episode this week, but one that I hope you got a lot of content, a lot of ideas from for your next anime watch for Hot Girl Summer. Thank you so much. I'll see you next Friday for next week's episode. Thank you. And remember to like and subscribe to make sure you don't miss another episode, no matter what platform you're watching this on. Thank you so much and have a great week.